Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A major victory for religious freedom in North Carolina, where the legislature overrode a veto by Governor Pat McCrory with regards to a religious freedom bill. We're going to be talking about it because a lawsuit filed by Liberty Counsel also was the first effort to protect religious freedom in that state against forced same-sex marriages. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber. Matt, Liberty Counsel, we filed a lawsuit in North Carolina on behalf of a number of magistrates. These magistrates have, many of them, been doing their work for many years. And then the state, ultimately through a court decision, crossed the line on same-sex marriage. And consequently, these magistrates were told that they had to perform same-sex marriages. Some magistrates stepped down. We encouraged them to stand their ground and not leave their post. And many of them did stand their ground. We filed a lawsuit asking for their accommodation based upon their religious convictions and religious freedom. And as a result, also, the legislature got involved, and the House and the Senate passed this law that would protect them. But the Republican Governor Pat McCrory vetoed the law, and now his veto has been overridden by both the House and the Senate, so this is good news.
Well, that's right, and what this effectively says is for magistrates, for clerks, for people in North Carolina, they don't have to abandon their clear biblical values and adopt counter-biblical, anti-biblical values, and disobey God and engage in and participate in so-called same-sex weddings that are central, are defined centrally by the sin of Sodom, by homosexual sin. And so this says to these magistrates and others, you while the wedding licenses and so forth have to be made available, you don't have to be the one to do it. You don't have to participate. You can observe your right of conscience, your freedom of conscience, and somebody else can take over and do that.
Yeah, it's a very easy accommodation. It is not, however, the ultimate end, because same-sex marriage needs to be completely not existing in North Carolina, and that's the next battle. But at a minimum, you shouldn't force people who have a religious objection to the contrary to participate in a same-sex ceremony. And that's what was happening. These magistrates in North Carolina were being forced against their religious convictions, and they had to make a choice: either perform something that is a collision and contrast to their religious convictions, or alternatively, they had to step down or be terminated. That's just not the right kind of choice. That is contrary to the basic freedoms that we enjoy in America. So that's why we filed the lawsuit asking for religious accommodation. And then the legislature passed it on both the House and the Senate. So that was good news. It was very surprising and disappointing that the Republican Governor Pat McCrory vetoed the religious freedom bill. Well, the good news is that the Senate came back and they have enough votes, Democrats and Republicans, to override the veto. And then it went to the House. And again, enough Democrats and Republicans joined together to override the veto, and now this comes full circle, and it is going to be the law of North Carolina. So we at Liberty Counsel will ultimately dismiss our lawsuit, and we will certainly offer pro bono counsel and assistance to defend this new law if it is attacked by those opponents.
Well, Matt, as they say, this is a good first step. It's a step in the right direction. Ultimately, the end game here, Matt, is that same-sex marriage cannot be. It is a contradiction in terms. It's self-defeating. It's incongruous. It's an oxymoron. You know, it's all of these things and more. And it is immoral. So the sexually immoral scourge of same-sex marriage needs to be wiped out here in the United States. That's the end game. But the reality is that this is a step in the right direction in defending religious liberty, but other religious liberty bills need to be passed in every state in the union that say, for instance, the florist, the baker, the Christian photographer, that these folks cannot be forced against their will to disobey God and participate in sinful behavior, which is a same-sex wedding ceremony. It's a pagan rite, a ritual that is anti-Christian, counter-Christian, and is sinful. And so we need more robust religious liberty protection laws in North Carolina and in every state of the union.
No question about it. And, you know, this is something similar that was taking place in Indiana, where they were trying to amend the Religious Freedom Restoration Act there so that they would have a defense against individual groups or organizations, not just people who do the wedding licenses, but different business owners like the photographer, like the florist, and so forth, to be able to raise a religious liberty defense. And unfortunately, even though it was passed by the legislature, the governor, Mike Pence, another Republican, got really squishy and nervous and scared, and ultimately undid what was being done, and worse came out of it. Instead of having a religious freedom bill, they ultimately carved out religious freedom and gave the victory to the homosexuals. So, you know, whether you're Republican or Democrat on this issue, both of them have made wrong decisions. Governor Mike Pence, terrible decision in Indiana. But here, the terrible decision by the governor was met with a resounding override of the veto by Republicans and Democrats as they united together to come together and defend religious freedom. North Carolina now is the first state in the country in which there has been a religious freedom exemption for people who are giving licenses for marriage so that those with religious beliefs do not have to give licenses to same-sex weddings. So this is a good first step. We need to have this kind of legislation in other states as well. But at the end of the day, we need to, again, pledge in unity across these different denominational lines and religious persuasions that on the matter of marriage, we will stand together unified. Whether it's a Supreme Court decision or a state court, we cannot cross that line. Marriage is so fundamental. We cannot compromise on this matter because we know when the government does cross that line, it uses the police power of the state to not just force people to give wedding licenses or the baker to bake wedding cakes, but it fundamentally transforms the school system. So at the very earliest ages, when they talk about family, our sons and daughters, your children in the community will be indoctrinated into sinful lifestyles and ultimately be enticed to engage in sinful activities. So it's not just whether you're forced to participate in something, it's a culture-shifting situation that affects our children, our liberties, our families, and our communities.
And Matt, isn't it time for legislators and for executives, you know, like Mike Pence and others, you know, it's a pretty simple move. Err on the side of your principles. On values, on truth. Take a stand. People are thirsting for political leaders that are going to have the courage of their convictions and are going to stand for the values of their constituents. Mike Pence threw in the towel and ended up hurting religious liberty and the Christians in the state of Indiana. We need legislators who are going to be like those in North Carolina who took a firm stand and defended religious liberty.
I encourage you to contact Liberty Council for more information. We have resources with regards to churches on this issue. We can provide legislation through our various offices in Florida, Virginia, Washington, D.C. Go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org or libertycouncil.com, or call us toll-free, 800-671-1776. Stand your ground is the message that we are saying. Stand your ground on this matter of marriage. Again, our websites are lc.org or libertycouncil.com. At lc.org, you can not only go to our online store for resources and books and pamphlets and other information on this and other matters, but I also encourage you to become a regular member of our New Revolution Institute, and that is an online training program. We just recently launched the first module that talks about the purpose and role of government, the importance of a Christian worldview and citizen activism. That particular module is available right now. You can subscribe, and not only subscribe to it and watch it and learn from it, but we also have a membership program that will allow you to participate in information getting to not only you, but communicating with your elected representatives. So for more information, call 800-671-1776 or visit us at lc.org. Pray for Liberty Counsel and continue to support us financially with your contributions.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.